Put new does in your washing machine. Finest does you've ever seen. Bigger news now when you sing. D-U-Z does everything.
The new does brings you The Guiding Light, created by Erna Phillips.
I don't want to seem ungrateful, Ted, but honestly, I can't see my way clear to accepting that $25,000 loan.
Because of what Maida said to you?
Oh, no, no, no. It isn't only that. It's going into such a tremendous debt. The responsibility that... Well, the fact is, Ted, I wouldn't be able to sleep nights.
Well, let's forget about the loan for a moment, shall we?
That isn't a very easy thing to forget.
Maida told me she'd had a talk with both you and Bertha.
Oh?
Now, whether you keep the money and go ahead and buy the home in Beverly Hills, or whether you return the money to me, that's your business entirely. I wouldn't try to persuade you one way or the other. But I'd like to say this, Bill, that Maida has developed, shall I say, an obsession?
What do you mean?
It's become more and more evident. Her overprotectiveness, not only toward her son, but toward you, toward her family. It's not a normal sort of thing. She's apprehensive. She has certain fears. I was amazed on my return from New York to find how these fears and anxieties had transferred themselves to Chucky. And, I might add, to you.
Yeah, well, I think I told you that, Ted, when you and Chucky got back from your camping trip. You wouldn't believe me.
By Jove, you're right. You said she needed understanding.
Uh-huh.
You asked me to be gentle with her.
Those were my exact words.
Bill, I hadn't planned on saying anything to you or to any member of your family. Perhaps I shouldn't.
Well, if it concerns Maida, I want to know about it.
It not only concerns your sister... But it concerns Chucky. She's been seeing a child psychologist.
What?
Incredible, isn't it?
Maida going to a...
And what is really frightening, Bill, is that she's gone so far as to subject Chucky to an interview with this doctor.
Well, I know she's been worried about the kid.
Overly worried. She undoubtedly has intimated to you something of which she has definitely accused me. That I am the cause of the boy's fears and conflicts.
Well, she...
Pardon me.
Yeah.
Yes? Oh, yes. Ask him to wait for just a moment, will you, please? I'm sorry, Bill. We'll go into this another time. Rollins is in the reception room.
Yeah, wait a minute. Robert Rollins, the attorney?
Yes. I have a contract I want to discuss with him.
The mere mention of the name Robert Rollins makes you feel uneasy, doesn't it, Bill? Because you remember this man as having represented Ted White in the custody suit involving Chucky Brandon. But Ted said he wanted to discuss a contract with Mr. Rollins. So you dismiss the attorney from your mind. Well, there are all kinds of contracts, Bill. Marriage is a contract. We'll learn more about this in a moment.
For white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Dove.
Yes, for white washes without red hands. The swing is back to does. Does everything in your wash and does right by your hands.
I didn't think about my hands when I started experimenting with some of those no-rinse chemicals. But my hands couldn't take it. So now I'm back to does. Does gives me white washes without red hands.
Is a pair of red hands the price you're paying for doing your wash? Then use Does next wash day and inspect your wash carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Does can promise this because of the way Does is made. Only Does, of all leading wash day products, contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. Only Does contains these quantities of rich, real soap balanced with two modern detergents.
That's why Does gets your clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. That's truly why Does does everything and does right by your hands. Get Does today. You'll say it too.
For white, white washes without red hands, I've gone back to Does.
Rollins, I hope that I've called in the right man to handle, shall I say, a delicate situation for me.
What is it, a talent contract?
You know you haven't been working on contracts for the agency for several years.
You mentioned something about a delicate situation.
It's a personal matter, Rollins. I think you can handle it because you know the entire background.
Sounds interesting. But I don't know exactly what it is you're referring to. Unless, of course...
Yes. Unless, of course, it pertains to my wife and myself.
Right. Ted, I've been mixed up in your personal affairs over a period of years.
I don't think I like your choice of words.
Uh-huh.
You have not been mixed up, as you say, in my personal affairs. You've represented me in certain personal matters. I know you haven't always agreed with my thinking.
No, I haven't.
At the risk of being repetitious, Rollins, I'm going to say again, I hope I've called in the right man.
I'm listening, White.
Good.
Just what is it you want me to do?
That's not quite the point at the moment. First, I'd like to familiarize you with certain facts.
Are they facts, White?
I beg your pardon.
Look, give it to me straight. I know you, particularly when it comes to Mater and your son.
I'm concerned about Mater. She seems to have gone off the deep end.
Mater Bauer, that's something that's hard to believe.
It's difficult for me to believe. But her own brother pointed out some weeks ago the change that had come over his sister. I was a bit stupid, I'll have to admit, and ignored what were very keen observations on his part. But I cannot ignore her influence, and a very destructive influence, I might add, on Chucky.
Destructive influence, eh? You expect me to believe that? I, who sat in a courtroom in Pasadena and watched a mother fight against all odds to gain custody of her son. Mater, a destructive influence. The woman whose reputation we attempted to tear into shreds when you decided you wanted your son. Ted, I can't believe that Mater has anything but a great love for that child. I don't think you are giving me the facts. And if you expect me to do what I think you want...
Rollins, you have a very irritating habit of interrupting.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I did not say that Mater doesn't love Chucky, that she is not deeply attached to him. But she has become a neurotic.
Mater Bauer.
Come out to the house for dinner some evening and see for yourself. Her overprotectiveness, her apprehension, her fear for the welfare of Chucky. It's all abnormal.
What's happened? Has the youngster come to care more for her than for you?
Chucky is completely devoted to me. But because of his mother, he's developed fears, conflicts. Why, she's even gone so far as to have the boy interviewed by a child psychologist.
What a strange turn of events. The mate of ours I knew, whom you knew, wasn't afraid of anything or anyone.
My opinion, Rollins, is that she's mentally ill. That she's not really in any condition to take care of the boy.
That's a rather drastic statement to make, White.
I realize that. But in making it, Rollins, I'm considering both my wife and my son.
Well, what is it you think I can do about the situation?
I don't know. You're an attorney. I'd like to know what you would suggest.
In other words, you don't think that Meta should look after her son?
Not under the existing conditions, no.
Surely you don't want me to take any legal steps.
I might have to resort to doing just that.
Look here, White, you'd have a lot of proving to do. What you're suggesting is pretty serious. Putting it on the line, you're saying, in effect, that Meta is an unfit mother.
In effect, that's exactly what I am saying.
I don't know, Ted. If you went through with that kind of a plan, you might very well be starting something you couldn't finish.
Are you, by any chance, doubting my sincerity?
Judging from past experience, I'd be inclined to doubt your sincerity.
I wouldn't make a statement such as I have if I didn't feel I had facts to substantiate that statement.
Well, what you think of facts might be interpreted in an entirely different light. White, you've wanted that youngster from the time you knew Meta had borne a son out of wedlock. That is a fact. You married Meta for only one reason. Because it was the only thing you could do if you wanted to have your son with you. That's a fact. And you'd like nothing better than to have full control of that boy. That's a fact.
I won't bother to deny anything you've said. But on the other hand, I'm not interested in a divorce, if that's what you've been thinking, Rollins.
Oh, I know you're not. All you want to do is prove that Meta is an unfit mother. And I don't think you have enough proof to take any steps in that direction.
Aren't you being slightly prejudiced? You don't know Meta as of today. You only know her as she was in the past. I think I can provide enough proof to satisfy even you, Rollins. There'll be quite a substantial fee for you, Rollins. So why not take a bit of time to think over what steps you can take to handle a very delicate situation.
Here's America's newest wash day promise from the one and only Dove.
White washes without red hands.
Yes, Dove gives you white washes without red hands.
Have you noticed a difference in your hands after using those no-rinse chemicals? Then see why women everywhere are going back to Dove. Just accept this challenge.
Change to Dove next wash day. Then inspect your clothes carefully. Have you ever seen such dazzling whiteness, such thorough cleanliness, such brilliant colors? Have you ever seen all this with such wonderful treatment for your hands?
Dove can promise this because of the way Dove is made. Only Dove of all leading wash day products contains such great quantities of rich, real soap combined with two modern detergents. That's why Dove gets clothes so wonderfully clean and white, while it gives extra safety for colors and almost toilet soap mildness to hands. Dove does everything. So for white washes without red hands, get Dove today. A dream is repeated, and significant words are recalled by Meta White in the next episode of The Guiding Light, brought to you by the new Dove.
Put new Dove in your washing machine. D-U-Z does everything.
This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day and good dozing.